8:46 on the clock. Let's call to order the regular meeting of the Gage County Board of Supervisors, Wednesday, July 23rd. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation: Juergens, Hill, Dorn, Bauman, Lytle, Byers, Setzer. First on the agenda is the consent agenda. The consent agenda consists of the general agenda, approval of minutes held from the meeting on July 9th, 2014, approve all claims through July 23rd, 2014 in the amount of $633,821.49, approve and place on file all correspondence received, approve clerk of district court summary fee forecast report for the month of June 2014, approve utility permit 998 for Windstream Nebraska Inc. to replace approximately 100 foot of bad cable located between section 23 and 24, Township 2 North, Range 7 East, in the Blue Springs Wymore Township. That is items 1 through 6 on the consent agenda. Need a motion to approve or disapprove or consider separately any of the items.
Move to approve.
Moved by Lytle.
Second.
Seconded by Juergens. Don't need to pull anything off, Terry. Didn't do any work this time?
Not this time. Next time I will.
Any more discussion? Vote 7-0 to approve. Next would be comments from the public and requests for future agenda items relative to the, or related rather, to the regular board. Seeing none, we'll come back if someone wants to make a comment. Committee reports: Building the Grounds and Winter Lights.
Nothing unusual.
Equalization. We'll beat that dead horse.
The whole day is equalization. Okay. We'll have lots of fun.
Finance and insurance?
Yeah, and I should have mentioned maybe earlier there, part of the $633,000, the biggest one there was we paid Topcoat $208,000, a little over $208,000 for the balance of our armor coating, and that did come out of the road bond. Yes, this part was due to the extra funding that we had in the bond. We used that for this, part of that for this, and then some culvert work and so on. But $208,000 for the balance of the armor coating, and I believe we got pretty close to 45 miles done then with that and what we had in the budget of $275,000. So, but that was why, a little bit why the claims were up to $633,000. Then I think I visited with most of you this afternoon at 3 o'clock, and anybody can come to the meeting, but it's not an advertised open meeting. Abby Roscoe from Verizon will be here, and this will be for, they call it Fleet Telematics, which is basically they put a kind of a GPS thing or whatever in the vehicles, and then it, you can report every hour, or I mean, it tells what the vehicles do all the time, and don't know much more about it than that, other than we'd talked about it a couple times ago at a finance committee meeting a little bit, that got an email and a visit with a one from a supervisor from Cass County, that they are doing this. She's going to give a presentation on what it is, what it does, and hopefully maybe a cost and stuff too. Not saying we're going to do it, but it's something we're just looking into, that you hear of a lot of the, I guess, more of the private companies doing this now, basically to track your vehicles better and stuff. So don't know if it's something that the county is going to be interested in, but she is going to be here at 3 o'clock today to give a presentation. So, but it's, like I said, it's not an advertised open meeting, but it's open. Anybody can come, but we can only have 3 board members there then. So, but if any of you guys would like to be there, you're sure more than welcome at 3 o'clock and stuff. So I believe we've gotten all of the proposed budgets in now. Galen got the road and bridge one in here to us Monday, and hopefully everybody now got a copy of that. And he also did give the, I call it the other sheet too, and has breakdowns on what and why they are or whatever and stuff. So Don's starting to put some numbers together to see how they will fall under our lid, of the 2.5% lid and those, and she updated us on a few numbers this morning and stuff. So next committee meeting on the 4th during Road and Bridge, then we'll go over the Road and Bridge budget sometime during that meeting, and we'll have a couple weeks here to look at this and see what the proposals are and why. And it looks like Galen and Mark have done a good job of, I call it putting the explanations on there. That helps us and stuff. So trying to see where they're at. And everybody else has their budgets in, proposed budgets, I should say. And then I believe we set up some dates. Here it is. Nope.
No, I have that.
Are you going to get that? You want to get that now?
I can do it in Road and Bridge or do it now. Probably better now. The discussion was our countywide budget we'll have on the agenda for August 6th and August 20th. Just discussion only. We can go through the things. Myron, correct me if I'm wrong. And for the 14-15 budget. And then we will have a public hearing scheduled for September 3rd. To do the final approval on the 17th. So we'll have ample opportunity for the public to come in and tell us what they feel is wrong with what we're doing, or the other way maybe.
I'll hold your breath on that.
Well, Myron, I'm not sure if we're supposed to have a copy of the whole budget. All we have here is highway.
No, just the highway. We don't have a copy of the whole proposed budget
okay.
yet. No, this is. I asked Galen if his proposed budget, if he couldn't get that to you, to the rest of the board members too, so you guys have.
I just misunderstood.
I'm sorry. No, we don't have a copy, or we're not prepared yet with the whole budget. Galen came up with his proposed budget, and since that's the biggest one of our budget process, then you guys can also look at it, and you have questions or comments or whatever, and some of it's sometimes not easy. You got to go back and study to see if last year was higher or lower, you know, accordingly, and there was a couple times in here, I know on one thing, Galen had put down what the last 3 years' expenses were, you know, each year, and that helps you too to understand maybe why they're proposing what they're proposing.
Will we have a draft proposal, a regular bound budget? Can we have that by the 6th?
What do you?
I think you should know Road and Bridge should know that we had one individual filed a protest who said if we'd pave his road in front of his house, he'd approve the value on his property. So
Terry said that?
Which I have.
But
right now.
Do you have, you got
copies? I have 4 of them to work on.
Okay.
But
okay.
Yeah, you can have a copy by the 6th.
Yeah.
We'll have it. Unless somebody changes a whole lot.
And Myron, with that being said, as far as the Road and Bridge budget, you know, a lot of it is, you know, just basically aggregate that's used every year, gravel, rock, you know, just road maintenance. I mean, it's an ongoing expense, shall we put, so.
But at the same time, probably what we feel more questions about than anything generally from the public is roads.
Yeah,
they're not afraid
right.
to comment
yep.
to us about roads.
Yep.
We found that out.
Yep.
We find that out,
no,
which is good, too.
That's true.
I mean,
yep.
unless somebody from the public lets us know about a road, it may kind of get just kind of, I'm not going to say forgotten about, but you don't know about it sometimes. And appreciate the comments they do, that the public does give us and stuff, so. Other than that, then insurance, we're having an insurance meeting with on the
9 o'clock on the
30th.
Kathy, HR employee relations?
No report.
Law enforcement, emergency management?
Nothing on emergency management, and I was going to leave it open for Gus if he had anything he wanted to say about anything we discussed on Monday.
I don't have my list here with me, but
the one thing that I think was important enough to make note of is the grand jury come back with a no true bill on the last suicide we had in the jail, which makes me feel better. The fact I know staff did the job we're supposed to be doing, but it still doesn't take away the fact we lost someone. So anyway, that's a good finding there for us again. Dawn, she's working through the issue with the credit card. We're trying to figure something out there so we can use that, because now if we don't get the card paid down, we can't get the credit limit up on it. I'm kind of froze. If I can't get direct billing or charges, I can't get things purchased. And I had to buy some ammunition. I couldn't get enough bought. So I kind of need bullets once in a while. It's nature of our work. But hopefully she's going to get that done quick as she can for me. Really, there's really nothing else there that you've got the agenda on each of your desks. I gave to everybody on Monday. It's just more information than anything. Of course, we're gearing up for the fair this year. It starts today. And we'll break in Tim real quick on that. He's finding that out, helping us out getting set up. So it's a little different than where he came from. But we're doing that. And then last week we had a run on inmate for some reason. And so we had him in Saline, Johnson, and Odo County, as well as Dawson. So same old, same old.
You're just sleeping out at the fair? And
yeah. Right.
Thanks, guys.
Let's see. We'll talk about road and bridge, Terry.
Okay. Discussion on the permit. That's already been talked about. Wymore Liberty. Milling has begun, and they've laid a first layer for approximately 4 miles on that part. And then progress was stopped on the Wymore Liberty Road, and constructors moved back to Highway 77. So they'll be there for approximately 3 weeks, I think Galen said, and then work will continue on the Wymore Liberty Road after that. But Highway 77 will be done first before that's completed. Philly Bridge, they poured one of the two center pilings in that for the Philly Bridge, so work's progressing on that fairly well. The road leading up to the bridge, I think most of the dirt work has been done to it, so that's a good thing, too. That'll give that dirt time to settle before whenever that highway approaches are being poured, that it'll have apple time to settle down. Paint striping next week. They come back again, and we'll paint stripe the 45 miles of armor coating that we did. So next week shouldn't take them long, you know, 2-3 days. Those 45 miles should be striped. Of course, budget. We toss that around back and forth, and we'll be working through that, and that's about it.
Timing. Supervisor Jerry. It's 9 o'clock. We have a timed event. It's our Veterans Honors Program, and as I said before, it's probably the most important thing we do. We talk a lot about roads and bridges, but when we deal with people, specifically veterans, I think it's time we spend the best. So I would ask Phil Ditbrenner, our veteran service officer, to come forward and do our presentation today. Phil.
Morning. It's my honor this morning to introduce Harvey Henry Fossler. Harvey served with the United States Army from January 15th of 1951 to October 15th of 1952. He served in Korea. He was awarded the Combat Infantry Badge, Korean Service Medal with one Bronze Service Star, United Nations Service Medal, and the Army Occupation Medal. Something about Harvey here that's kind of different is he was nominated by one of his friends who was also drafted during the Korean War, and it was the first draft basically after the war had started from Gage County, and there was several from Gage County that took a bus and went to their basic training together, and the one who nominated him was Herman Hofling, and he's here today with us. And after basic training, Herman went to jump out of airplanes and Harvey went on to go to Korea. So at this time, I'd like to introduce Harvey Fossler. I think Herman, would you like to come up and give a talk here?
I always find it intriguing to meet gentlemen who jump out of perfectly good airplanes.
Well, I came back home alive, so that's what counts.
You bet.
I have some photos here of the time that we left Beatrice. And I'd like to pass that around. And this I got from Miller. She had a snapshot. It's a real nice photo.
That is.
So I had a copy made of that. And here's one that I picked up at the library, but the picture is too plain.
Okay, no.
But it's got all the names. It was in our group.
Which one is you and which one is Harvey?
Okay, Harvey's there.
Okay.
And I was right behind him.
Very nice.
And we were in Company I, 86 of 10th Infantry. And one of the photos I like to show if I find it. It'll probably take me a little bit to find the photo.
All right, take your time.
But anyway, it showed a photo of Harvey in field training. Here it is. Here's a photo of Harvey while he's sitting there in sitting position, learning the proper sitting position to fire at a target. That's Harvey
right there.
Herman, where was that picture taken at then? Or
that was in Fort Riley, Kansas. And that time we left on the bus, we didn't know where we was heading. They just told us to leave and report at Fort Omaha where we got inducted. And the next thing we knew, we headed for Fort Riley, Kansas. But everything was unknown to us at that time.
How long did you train there, or how long before you went over to Korea then? Or
Harvey went in over to Korea after 14 weeks of heavy weapons training. And I never was sent over because I signed up airborne. And out of that photo,
oh, yeah.
So far I believe there's only four of us that I know of that are still survivors, including Harvey.
Quite incredible, Herman.
Yeah.
Neat. We thank you. We thank you, Harvey.
Were you two buddies before you went into the
We army? Knew each other well, and we were like brothers during basic training.
I bet.
And lived in the same barracks. We felt lucky there, but...
Very nice to meet both of you gentlemen. Is there anybody else from the Fossler family that would like to speak on behalf of either one of these gentlemen?
Okay. Oh, here shows a lot of the medals he's got.
There's a write-up when he was in Korea and things.
Okay.
Would you like us to read that? Would you like to read the second page of that? I think she wanted you to read that second page.
Would you like to read this?
I'll let somebody else read it.
Kathy, go ahead.
Anybody's got to go ahead and read it.
It says, PFC Harvey Fossler, ER077200. Is that his, what did they call it?
Serial number.
Serial number, right. Mm-hmm. He left to the Army January 15th, 1951 to October 15th, 1952. Basic training, Fort Riley, Kansas, was in 2nd Platoon Company, is it Company I?
That's right, Company I.
Infantry.
Mm-hmm.
Thereafter was sent to Korea, arriving June 10th, became a member of the 24th Division. January 24th, 1952, the division was transferred to Japan, where I served till June 13th, 1952. Overseas service was 13 months, 17 days in Korea and Japan. He was sent to the front line where you could dig a hole in a hurry. As a rifleman, you had the rifle within reach at all times, had his toes get frostbite. Later was a truck driver to bring food to the front line. At night you drove in the dark, no lights on, so the enemy couldn't see us. Had malaria in June 1952, was in sick bay on ship from Japan to Washington State. Was sent to Camp Carson, Colorado in July 1952. Date of separation, October 15th, 1952 from Camp Carson. Medals received, 24th Division patch. If I don't say some of these right, then tell me. 19th Regiment, Combat Infantry Badge, Good Combat, Korean Service, United Nations Service, Army of OCC?
Occupied Japan.
Occupied Japan, and National Defense. Thank you so much. That's so interesting to see that. And there's his medals and...
I was stationed at Fort Carson in 1958 under a lot different circumstances.
But for that reason, I'd like to nominate him as a Veteran of the Month.
We appreciate that.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you to everybody who came today. Mr. Foster's family and recognition, and I always appreciate Mr. Hoflein and Phil for what you do. So thank you all very much.
On behalf of the county, I would like to thank you very much for your service. Thank you very much.
Have a cooler day today, I think.
Yeah.
Very cool. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Let's see. It's yeah. Let's before we go too far. Let's discuss communications. We, myself and Myron met with the city. I should say Bruce Lang and Tim Stutzman, our emergency manager, was there, and Gus was there, and we just talked about communications. There was still that tower down there in Blue Springs we need to take down.
So there's we're waiting for a recommendation from Doug Ostergaard, I believe, from First Wireless. Wireless has some resources that they can give us to make a recommendation of how to pull that down. They're also looking at additional towers to use in the area to make recommendations for us of where equipment would need to be. So we're really waiting on recommendations. And Chief Lang was telling us that they've had some increased cost unforeseen that they've come across that will prevent them from really doing any sort of director-level communications, which had initially been batted around, thinking that was an idea of what we could do. But they said get the recommendations as to what your needs are from the southern part of the county, and they're changing a few things with their tower that they have there that may when they have an assessment that will match with our assessment, so we won't do anything until we look at both assessments, but there may be some communications that are easier for the southern part of the county that could I don't want to say fix, but can fill the void of when that tower has to come down. So the conversation really was one of do our assessment, get a recommendation back, visit back with the city, and then the city will work with us and the southern part of the county to see if the communications can take place down there. So met for about 45 minutes. I mean, that's basically the gist of it. Bounced around a couple different things, knowing that they're in flux again. They've had some costs that are changing their ability to do some things they wanted to do. And that's independent of what we're doing with the state of Nebraska. And I know they had a training last week on the radios, so downstairs in the EOC. So that's kind of an update in communication, more to come. So we're relying on a lot of recommendations from other folks because I don't think Terry or John or Myron or Kathy, are you an expert in communications? So we're really, I won't say at the mercy, but we're waiting for those recommendations to come back. So
and we're not climbing the tower either. So.
Well, Terry would just like to push him over.
Pull him over. Let's get that straight.
Terry does communicate very well. So.
So we're still in communications, about communications, and when we get that information back, we'll communicate that to you all. All right. Glennis, let's hear from Glennis. She's sitting back there so patiently, putting up with us this morning.
Yeah, pretty quick. Hello, everyone. I'm Glennis McClure with Engage, Executive Director there now, and I came on board the end of April. So I've had about a quarter's worth of work, about 3 months' worth of work so far, and it's been very, very busy, I can tell you that. I want to thank you for honoring the veterans. It's been it's fun to come to your meetings and hear those things, too. So thanks for doing that. And I happened to bring along today, this was just in my pile of stuff as I grabbed my papers here. This was from a longtime economic developer, Corinne Peterson, who is with the Nebraska Municipal Power Pool. And she talks about the letter C and a bunch of things that go along with C here. And she talks about change creates new challenges. Of course, we've had some changes. We've had changes in the last couple of years in economic development, and again, a change with a new executive director here. But she talks about the C words, winning community. And I look at the community as the whole county. I'm privileged, as I've told you before, to be in this position so that I can hopefully work with, all aspects of our county and city here in Beatrice too. So winning community, and the C word she talks about is change, challenge, concern, commitment, convene, communication, championship, celebrate, continue. Keep the circle of C words circling. Remember the concept of King Arthur's Round Table. We convene for the betterment of the community. Stop complaining and start caring. So I thought that was kind of an interesting thing. I just happened to, again, it was just in my pile of things this morning. I thought, hey, I wanted to share that. So I believe that I sent over my report, and you should have copies of my report, and probably a little bit different format than what you're used to. But what I wanted to share with you is, I'll try to do this if you like the format. Hopefully this works good. But when we started Engage a couple years ago, we did a planning, went through a planning process with Smart Solutions, and we had 7 objectives, and I think it's kind of important to keep those objectives in front of us and then try to respond to what we're doing in regard to those objectives. So that's kind of how I designed my report here. And, you know, it kind of gets to be a little bit long, but I'm really trying to show you sort of in a generic way some of the things that I'm doing. Of course, there's some things that we do with Engage as far as business deals that we're working with that we can't divulge, you know, until those deals are done, hopefully. But I would say, you know, as you know, this, our program is pretty comprehensive. It's not just about bringing in new businesses. It's trying to work with those businesses that we have here. And also working with the whole county. So objective one is a countywide development strategy, local and regional. And we decided as a board a couple years ago to participate in the Lincoln Area Partnership. A number of different economic development organizations come together in a pool of funds, and we share activities. And usually those activities are some of the visits, some of the conferences, if you will, trade shows, so that we can get out and present our information at various places. And I just noted here, I would like to get to the Community Venture Network. I did receive an example of a company that is a startup company. They're raising capital, and they might be someone potentially that would come to a community like ours. And apparently, like 3 or 4 times a year, we can go and visit with these companies one-on-one at this event in Minneapolis. I'd like to try to get to one of those, and several of the economic developers around the area do that. So I'm just kind of trying to figure out what that's all about. And Lincoln did send us a proposal, and I'm just kind of sorting through that. So it's just an example. There are companies out there that want to have a Midwest presence, but they also would like that investment too. I mean, they're raising money themselves, but they would like to, if we liked a company, perhaps wanted to sort of invest in them and see that they could come here. So we got to find the right fit and all those types of things. But that's definitely a topic that I'm trying to explore. We did attend the Lincoln Partnership for Economic Development had a breakfast, basically their annual event, and we actually had 7 folks go from Engage and Beatrice to that. And that she talked, Diana Kander was their speaker, and she talked about startups and innovation. And I think that there was a lot of good things we heard from her. I just kind of highlighted on my notes certain things I wanted to present to you. I'm not going to go over everything, but please, if you have any questions, let me know. I did want to mention that my office is down with the chamber in the Carnegie Building. It's a great building. And it's really a great opportunity to be part of the chamber, too, and to be there with them. It's a good staff, and I think there's things that we can collaborate on. And I want you to know also that Beatrice Main Street, Michael Sothen here, has been really good to work with. So we are collaborating, and there's a group called an Action Council group, and I know Danny's been to some of those meetings. And we'll have different projects that we'll be working on, I think, from time to time. And the first project they were working on as I came on was the welcome signs for Beatrice. So there's some movement, I guess, happening with that, which is good. I have been around to some of the council meetings around the county. And also I've been to some of your meetings. So it's been interesting and already learned a lot from all of the opportunities I've had so far to go out and meet people. I do want to make note that Beatrice needs to recertify as a certified economic development community. That's through DED. And actually, I met yesterday with Lynn Cohote, who is our Southeast representative, our field rep from DED, about that. And that's really going to be a focus. That has to be done. I really have about 2 months to get all of that together, work with the city on doing that, and I think it's pretty important. So it'll be a good process to go through and gathering information, as I'm trying to do anyway. So it kind of fits, but that's kind of a high priority here as we move along. I have gone out and visited with businesses, industry, banks, and more of that to do, for sure. But I think that's really important. And also I want to mention that part of our Lincoln Partnership funds help us with to utilize the Synchronous system, which is a database system. So when I go out to visit with businesses and acquire information, acquire their contact information, particularly ask them about their employment base, how are they doing with that, what are their needs, that kind of thing. something, I can come back and I can record that in a database. And so, and that's good. There's a, you know, it's a systematic, there's a questionnaire survey type thing. I haven't been going through the whole survey. If we were doing a full business retention expansion visit, we'd go through the whole survey. But at least initially, I'm just doing pieces of that. So that's something that I'm working on ongoing. So if you know of anyone, too, that I haven't got out to see and you have a contact with and you want me to go, I will do that. So I want to mention that, as I mentioned, Lynn with DED was down yesterday, but we've got great partners in Black Hills, Cheryl Brandenburg with Black Hills, Keith Ellis with Nebraska Public Power. They are all very, very helpful, and I can turn to them and ask questions, and, you know, and so it's really good. It's really good, and they're here to help the county and the city move forward in economic development.
I'm just going to interrupt you for a minute. I visited with several of those people in Glennis. Thank you, because they're seeing a different relationship, and they're feeling very positive toward Beatrice and engaged with your relationship
good.
Building.
Well, so thank you. Good. Okay. So, and as you know, we talked a little bit about, I did some follow-up. As I was going out to visit with some of the businesses in the industrial park, that was about the time when the assessed value and that kind of thing was coming about. So I did some follow-up with them and hopefully provided some helpful information to them as I went along. And I mentioned to you last time that Patty and Daryl were wonderful as far as helping with information to provide back to them. So, all right. Going on the list, one key thing, you know, again, we're trying to pay attention to startups, folks that want to start businesses here. And, you know, it's kind of what is that vision of what an entrepreneurial community is like? And I think one of those things is that people know that there's support, that hopefully we can find resources to help them through the process. We can find potentially financing if, you know, that's what they need. But we came across, I've known a lot of folks that work in that realm, and I've kind of got a list of folks that I want to have come to Beatrice, come here and talk to us about what they do. And we actually had Nancy Eberle with University Extension and Entrepreneurship came a couple weeks ago, and she's been working on a program called ECAP, Entrepreneurial Community Activation Process, and they've piloted really for the last couple years, they're getting their systems down pretty well with what they're doing, and they've worked with communities of all different sizes, primarily, of course, rural communities, and they said they had a slot open for the size of community that we have here, and so we talked about it as a board, and our board was very encouraging, as well as the Chamber Board and Main Street, and so we sent off our letter of commitment to work with them on that ECAP process. So you'll hear more about that hopefully in the next couple months. What it'll be, there'll be a group of folks. We'll invite folks in that have an interest and help us through that process. There'll be a discovery tool. That's another word for survey, because they say surveys turn people off. A discovery tool, so that we'll try to figure out what are the issues, what do we need to work on, so that we can move down that road to be an ECAP type. An entrepreneurial community. And I want to tell you that my interest is Beatrice as well as the whole county, so I would like to have folks from the other communities participate in that discovery tool and even participate in the group if they'd like. Or it could be that we have a Beatrice group eventually working on their issues, and maybe Wymore wants to do something, Adams, you know, other communities want to do something. And so we'll, you know, it could keep me pretty busy too, but but I think it should be worth the effort. And I do want to mention, as I went to the Wymore City Council meeting, there is an interest down there to have a little economic development group. And so we're working on a meeting date, I think, later in August to pull some folks together there to do some work. So tomorrow we have a teleconference actually in the Carnegie Building with Beatrice. It's a Main Street program, but they're doing a teleconference on the Nebraska Small Business Collaborative, and we're just kind of helping host that with the Chamber and Main Street. And so we invite people in for over the lunch hour, bring a sack lunch, listen to what those resources are about. But if you look down below, when we get into the education and workforce development, I think workforce development, workforce skills is the number one issue that I'm hearing over and over again. As we grow companies here, as we bring companies here, you know, we've got to have people to work in those companies and work people that have skills and good work ethic and that kind of thing. But also tomorrow, so I'm not going to be here for the Beatrice, for the for the Small Business Collaborative, I've got folks covering that and got to gather some information on that yet today. But I'm going to go up to a program that the Kansas City Fed is doing in Omaha on workforce development, and I to try to hear what kinds of things we can bring back here to, you know, use in programming for all of that. So marketing is a big deal. If you haven't already liked us on Facebook or Twitter, you know, please do. I've had an intern in this summer that's been focused on marketing. Actually, another young gal from Odell area has been helping a few hours a week, too, with that. We're trying to do more with our social media. And I think the whole thing is to be really positive. But marketing is a huge, I mean, that could be almost a full-time job in itself, just doing some of the marketing pieces, you know, about all of this. But it's on our list, and we're trying to do the best we can there. I do have a marketing working group, a couple of our board members and a couple other folks that are into marketing, you know, experts in the area. We're going to work together with them to come up with a stronger plan, and, you know, it's good to have feedback, because that's one area that, you know, can be challenging at times. So with that, I know I've talked quite a bit. I'd like to hear if you have questions or comments, or and if you'd like to meet individually on anything, I'm open for that too. So, okay.
I'll just make one more comment. We're actually short a board member on the board, because right. Bob Morgan was on the board, but they appointed him to city council because he was running, and I don't know all that details, but now he is a city council representative, Bob Morgan is. Uh-huh. So that left that position open, and since that was education, we'd visit with some of the people out at the high school before Pat. And we have two names from there, Pat Nerth and John Brazil, uh-huh. Have both agreed to have their name up. And we will, in the next month here, Andy will be contacting the four voting members are Gage County, the city, and uh-huh. Adams and Cortland, and contacting that, and probably do that a lot by proxy or whatever. But so hopefully by the next meeting, we will have one more new board member. That'll be the city, one of the city's representatives or whatever. So.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then one other thing, at the meeting you mentioned about at the industrial park, they're working on signage out there.
Yeah. Right. There are some white signs out there now, and they're dated. There's companies that have been here for a few years, and they don't have their name on those signs yet. And those are white plywood signs. And so anyway, we're looking at a different design, and it could be a project of Engage. It looks like it is something we're going to take on, and hopefully make it so that those signs can be changed if needed. Hopefully not a lot, but we do need to update those. And so hopefully we'll have something that looks good out there.
Different than what the city's working on. They're working on a welcome to the
Atlas. Right, that's a different
city
that's
sign.
A different deal.
This is different.
Mm-hmm.
This is more
the industrial park.
Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay. So thanks for your support.
Don't run off. Hold on. Just this jogs my memory, and as I'm looking at Lisa here as well, I got a package. No, this is good. The Department of Agriculture regarding uh-huh. our livestock friendly. In the transition of executive directors, I remember I received a letter, and it had to do with the Nebraska Department of Agriculture looking for a primary group to be a contact for people with regard to livestock friendly. I had given the letter to Andrea Schaefer, and I'm just following. Mm-hmm. I just jogged my memory today,
mm-hmm.
and she thought that would be something y'all could be the primary contact.
I think I have seen something on that. I'll look back on that and
several months old.
Try to see what kind of response they wanted. Okay.
It just was a presence so that when they had somebody that was interested, they had a local contact to go off of. And I just jogged my memory because
very good.
Forgotten about that.
And I've submitted all the financials to Dawn, and I think that comes back. Our quarterly claim will come through hopefully this next meeting, early August. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Okay. So, all right. Thank you.
Need a motion to place her report on file, please.
So moved.
Moved by Lytle.
Second.
Second by Dorn. Vote. 7-0. Next is to approve or disapprove a resolution for special use permit number 2014-2 for a poultry production located in the northeast quarter of Section 15 in Blue Springs, Wymore Township.
Dash 14-16
is the resolution number.
Make a motion to approve the resolution for the special use permit.
Moved by Dorn.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. You guys want to arm wrestle over that, or can I just give it to Lytle there?
Okay.
Any more discussion? This is 2 weeks ago. We've heard
anything else that needs to be, no more comments, vote 7-0 to approve. Good luck.
Thank you.
Next, approve or disapprove an interlocal agreement between Gage County and the Southeast Nebraska Adult Drug Court. Motion to approve or disapprove.
I would move to approve.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion. Look at the attorney here.
Again, basically, same kind of contract we've had in the past. I would just note there's a decrease as far as funding for Gates County of about $3,600. A lot of that is we added Thayer County to the interlocal last year, and the percentage of our participants actually went down even though we have more people, which means there's other counties participating, which is always good. So, again, a very, very good program from the county attorney's standpoint as an alternative to dealing with a serious problem. So I encourage your participation in the same.
We have a motion and a second to approve. Any further discussion? Vote 7-0 to approve. Next would be to approve or disapprove a 1% increase for the lid on restricted funds. Motion to approve or disapprove.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Dorn.
Second.
Seconded by Byers. Discussion. Don, do you want to explain this? Please. Every year we do this.
Yes.
And then I look at you every year. But just for the record, why we do this. And
it's the 1% increase on your lid to take that exception if you want.
We are, by statute, limited to 2.5% increase on our budget asking.
Right.
And this, you are also allowed another 1%, but you have to have a supermajority vote by the board, which would require, what, 5 or 6 of us? I don't know, whatever that is, to do that. This is one of those things that needs to be done probably now and can't be done, like, in September sometime, just in case our budget ends up working out so that we needed to do this other 1%. This doesn't mean we're going to do this other 1% or even the 2.5%. This is more preliminary work just in case our budget for whatever reason would come in at those figures where we would need to, because we have to approve this before we can do the budget. I mean, we can't.
Lid limit is.
Yeah. And everything. So right now there's probably no intentions of increasing the budget at all by this much, but then if we don't have this available, it's not something we can come back afterwards and do. So
I believe last year we did 2 or 2.5% increase in tax asking. What did we do last year?
1.8 or 2.1?
It was 2%.
Just give or take a little, it was right around 2%.
Options of what we're doing with regard to tax asking, increasing in the budget. And stuff.
Yes. Yep. Right.
Because we put it there doesn't mean we're going to use it. It just gives you the authority.
No, this is not approving the fact. This is not approving that we will use that. No, this is allowing us to have that available to us if we need that here during our budget process.
That's your base, to work on.
But right now, like I said, there are no intentions right now of using that. But we sometimes you have unforeseen things in the budget as the budget process goes through, and we don't know what they'll all be in.
End up paving and Jurgens Boulevard. Then
Jurgens Boulevard. We.
I always pick on you. I'm sorry.
Gail's working on that.
No, he's not.
Working on the sun. Okay, we have a motion in a second.
To get Glenn's
discussion
back,
of questions regarding this. Seeing none, vote 7-0 to approve. All right, I believe we've covered everything on the agenda. We will, we will adjourn the regular board meeting at 9:35. We continue to be in recess, and we will reconvene the equalization, Board of Equalization at 1 o'clock. So we're adjourned at 9:35 for the regular board.
Hey.